Yadayim chapter 3, Mishnah 2. Kol ha-poisel es ha-truma, whatever renders truma unfit, meaning anything that is a shayni, a second-level impurity, that can make truma unfit. So anything which can render truma unfit, metame es ha-yadayim li-oshnias, will also convey impurity to hands that touch that impure thing and make the hands a second-level impurity. Hayad metame es chaverta, also one hand, if it became impure, will render the other hand impure. Divra Rabbi Yishua, says Rabbi Yishua. So if one person's one hand becomes impure, then he touches the other hand, so the impurity is going to pass from one hand to the other hand, says Rabbi Yishua. The chachamim omrim, the rabbis say, no, ein shnir shayni oise shayni. One sec, if something is already second level, meaning his one hand is second level impurity, it's not going to transfer impurity to the other hand and make it also a second level impurity. Amalehem, so Rabbi Yishua said to the sages, Vahaloi kisva kodesh shnim mitamin es hayadam. But do we not have another case? You have the case of scriptures which are impure to a second level. They are impure to a second degree, that's by the sages. And if your hands touch them, they're also going to make your hands second level. So there you do have a case where something which is a second level makes something else second level impure. Amrulai, so the sages answered him back. They said, Ain dan in divrei Torah mi divrei Sofrim, v'lo divrei Sofrim mi divrei Torah, v'lo divrei Sofrim mi divrei Sofrim. We don't learn the laws of the Torah from laws, infer laws of the Torah from laws of the scribes, nor laws of the scribes from laws of the Torah, nor laws of the scribes from other laws of the scribes. Meaning, once it's a rabbinical decree, a rabbinical injunction, so you can't learn one from the other, and so therefore you can't infer anything from that law, that holy scriptures, which are second degree impure, also make hands second degree impure. You can't learn that to any other case, and therefore they rejected Rabbi Yeshua's argument that he put forward.